Blog Talk Radio.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say yes to the Lord today. Glory be to God. For he is a good God. Glory be to God. He is worthy of all of our praises. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say yes to the Lord. Hallelujah. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. And we do hope and pray that you will continue to tune in and be a part of the show every Sunday here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, just a couple of general announcements. We want to welcome you to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We want to invite you to be a part of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the WOW team. We are Ministries Without Walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. Prophetess Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the WOW team, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at YRyle, R-O-W-E-L-L, 50@gmail.com. Or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her a message there. There are several ministries under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. First of all, on Sundays, we have for you the Hour of Power. Amen. From 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected to Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha. Amen. Get connected, a true prophet of God. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Glory be to God. And I need a word from a true prophet. Amen. A powerful show. You want to get connected to Prophetic Corner. Amen. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our ministry lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a one-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It's always a blessed word. It's always a powerful word. It's always an encouraging word. Amen. Glory be to God. Straight from heaven. Glory be to God. It's hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson now. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless the couple. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We encourage you to get Moments in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you receive the Moment in the Spirit, you will automatically be put on our prayer list for prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We got some praying men and women of God on the Wild Team that can get a prayer up. Glory be to God. So you want to become a part of what God is doing with the Wild Team. Amen. Glory be to God. And if you decide that you want to receive the Moment in the Spirit, please contact Prophetess Siobhan at the information that I gave you earlier, and you will receive the Moment in the Spirit by text or email of your choice. Amen. On Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord with my leader, Prophetess Siobhan Ryle, and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You want to get connected to one word from the Lord. As I said earlier, I need a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. From a true prophet. Amen. And I need to hear a preach word for a preaching man. Pastor is a preaching man. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to encourage you to get connected to one word from the Lord. Amen. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Wild Radio, with your host, Elder Evangelist Versa Askews, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry. You want to get connected. Glory be to God. A powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. Amen. When Elder began to pray, the devil got to move. He got to flee. Glory be to God. It's a powerful show, so I want to encourage you to get connected to Wild Radio with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 3 o'clock p.m. Amen. And if you need prayer, please leave me a prayer request on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or you can leave me a message on my Facebook page, Voice of Truth. I also have a Voice of Truth page, so you can inbox me also there. You can also leave me a prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com. Amen. And I will keep you in prayer. Amen. And pray with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That will include all of our announcements of today. Keep those announcements in mind. Amen. And get connected and stay connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the Wild Team. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. The message will be coming from Romans today. Amen. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Romans, the 6th chapter today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we come praising your holy name. We come praising you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Father. Oh, Father God, we just glorify and magnify your name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Glory be to God. We praise you. We praise you for Jesus. We praise you for the blood that he shed over 2,000 years ago that we might have life. Glory be to God. Oh, Father God, we come. Oh, Father God, thank you for allowing us to see another day. Glory be to God. Another day that the Lord has kept us. Glory be to God. Another day that you have kept us from all harm and danger. We said thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, that all is well. Glory be to God. My God, we just said thank you. Glory be to God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for breathing the breath of life into our body. We just said thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And it could have been the other way, but you allowed us to see another day, and we said thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Father God, we just thank you that you are God, and there is no other God. We said thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you, God, that thou art a provider. We thank you, God, that thou art a healer. Glory be to God, that you are a deliverer, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you a praise, God, for all that you already done for us, God. We give you a praise, God, that you never left us alone, God. We give you a praise, God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. We magnify and glorify your holy name, O God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. We praise you, Lord. Glory be to God for your mercy endures forevermore. We praise you, Lord, for your mercies endure forevermore. We give you praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. We come, Father, praying for those who are sick. And we pray for those who need a healer, God. We pray that you will heal, Father. We pray that you will touch them right now, God, and heal them, for thou art Jehovah right here. Glory be to God. My God, my God. We come praying for the sick. We come praying for the lost. Glory be to God, that our soul might be saved, that our soul might be healed, that our soul might be delivered. Glory be to God. My God, my God. God, we come praying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For those that are behind prison bars, oh God. Those who have lost loved ones. Oh God, we pray that you will comfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our God, we pray that you will comfort them. We pray that you will strengthen them in this hour, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God, for thou art the comfort of God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it, God, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come praying for those who are in orphanage, those that have no father or no mother, God, in the natural, God. But we know that you are a father. Oh, glory be to God. Let them call on your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God, because you say whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory be to God. We give you praise, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, we just give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We ought to give thanks unto the Lord, for he's worthy. Hallelujah. The message will come from Romans, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1, amen. Glory be to God. And the word of God reads, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abide? It says, shall we continue in sin? Verse number 2, God forbid it. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized unto Jesus Christ, were baptism unto his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. We shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death had no more dominion over him. He lives. Glory be to God. For in that he died. He died unto sin once. Glory be to God. He did it once. He's not doing it again. Glory be to God. But in that he lives. He lives. He lives. He lives. He lives unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin. Glory be to God. You got to come out of sin. But alive unto God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Let not sin, therefore reign in your mortal body. Let not sin, therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye shall obey it in the lust thereof. Glory be to God. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Neither yet ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. but ye yourself unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin should not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop reading right there, but I want to encourage you, hallelujah, in your own devotional time when you go back and read the entirety of the chapter so that you can get an understanding of God's word unto you. The title of the message today is The Purpose of the Resurrection. Here Paul is telling us in the scriptures that I just read, what of Jesus' resurrection? Hallelujah. He says in the word of God, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? In other words, Paul is saying that the purpose of the resurrection was for sin. Because sin killeth the soul of men. Glory be to God. The scripture goes on to tell us, glory be to God, that it was sin that separated man from God. And Paul tells us here in the scriptures, in verse number 4, hallelujah, that because Christ has risen from the dead, glory be to God, so shall we rise from the dead and have a newness of life. It was the purpose of the resurrection, that we could be reconciled back unto God, glory be to God, by the sin that occurred in the Garden of Eden, glory be to God. Adam, the first Adam, glory be to God. But Jesus came, the second Adam, glory be to God, and reconciled us back unto God because of sin. Glory be to God. I know many people don't want to hear a message about sin. I know you don't hear messages about sin. Most people don't talk about sin. Glory be to God. But Jesus came. That was a purpose. He said all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he became sin. Glory be to God. That we might have life. He didn't have any sin. But yet he became sin. Glory be to God. And he carried every sin. Glory be to God. That we could even commit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, that we might have the newness of life. Glory be to God. See, that was a great purpose for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. First of all, if it had not been for the shedding of the blood, there would not be in the remission of sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because the blood of Jesus washes away the sin. Glory be to God. We needed a perfect sacrifice. See, it was a purpose of the resurrection. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Then Paul goes on to tell us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, in verse number 6, that the old man, the old spirit, has to be born again. It's got to be made new in the spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The purpose of the resurrection was for you to be saved. The purpose of the resurrection was for your soul to be saved from sin and death. Glory be to God. My God, my God. It was a purpose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah for the resurrection. And Paul tells us in this scripture, glory be to God. If you read the chapter, he's telling you why Jesus came. See, the Bible says that God so loved the world. Glory be to God. He loved the world so much that he sent his only son to die for the sins of the world, that we all might have life in him. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. The purpose of the resurrection. Him rising from the dead, symbolizing that those that believe, those that follow him, glory be to God, shall rise from the dead, glory be to God. Just as Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So shall it be for you if you will come to Jesus. Glory be to God. If you will come out of the world of sin, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know, glory be to God. My God, my God. Many people don't want to hear about sin and repentance. They don't want to hear about it. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. They want to hear about the prosperity and houses and cars and men and women and all kind of other stuff going on up in the church house. Glory be to God. But the Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his son, that whosoever believes in him shall perish. He sent him out of love for the world. That was the purpose. Glory be to God. It was love. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. It was a purpose. Glory be to God that you might have life in him, a newness of life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we got to crucify our flesh daily. Glory be to God. Our body cannot be filled with sin and say that we love God because he don't have no part of darkness. He is a God of light. He is a God of light. He's a restorer of life. There is no darkness in him, nor there is no sin within him. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. It's time to stop playing church and get right with God. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. It says in verse number 6, glory be to God, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Glory be to God, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. I wonder how many of you are serving sin. Glory be to God. My God, my God. I know your name on the church row. Glory be to God. My God, my God. How many are serving sin today? My God, my God. My Lord, hallelujah. My God, my God. Sin. Hallelujah. Adultery is a sin. When you go on with somebody else's husband and somebody else's wife, it's a sin. Glory be to God. Fornication is a sin. It's just shacking up. Glory be to God. And you're not married according to the word of God. It's a sin. Glory be to God. When you're lying, that's a sin. When you're backbiting, that's a sin. Glory be to God. When your whole money going with every woman, running behind every dress tail, running behind every pair of breeches, that's a sin. Get your own husband and your wife. For the Bible tells us that God made a woman for a man, and not a man for a man, and not a woman for a woman, but he made a woman for a man. Glory be to God. My God, my God. If it's any other way, if it's not natural, according to the word of God, it is a sin and abomination against God. Glory be to God. It's time out for playing church. My God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, that was the purpose. Hallelujah. That you can be forgiven of every sin that I just spoke. Glory be to God. For the word of God says, whosoever call on his name shall be saved. Glory be to God. It's time to get right with God. Glory be to God. That your soul might be saved. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Jesus came, my God, and brought life into a dying world. He came and brought grace and deliverance and healing that we can be delivered from death of sin. Glory be to God that we can be healed in our mind and our bodies and our soul. Glory be to God that we shall not serve sin. How many, glory be to God, how many are you serving sin? Secret sin. Glory be to God, but there's no sin that is secret unto God. Glory be to God. He knows your secret sin. Glory be to God. That's why he sent Jesus. Glory be to God. That was the purpose of his resurrection, that you might come out of sin, come out of darkness, stop wilding down in sin, and get your life right with God. Glory be to God. For he sent forth his son that you might have life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I am. I am the truth. I am the light. Glory be to God. Come, come, come unto the Father. Come, come, come while you still have time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gave you an open invitation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, whoever drink of this water, glory be to God. The living water, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You'll never thirst and never hungry again if you get the true and living God. Hallelujah. You know, sin sin brings forth death and darkness. Hallelujah. When you're living in sin, in darkness, everything about you is dark. Glory be to God. But if you come unto the Father, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just ask him, the Lord, save me. Glory be to God. If you just ask him to save your soul, he'll save your soul. That was a purpose, that your soul would not be lost to the sins of this world. Glory be to God. He sent a redeemer. Glory be to God. To save you from your sin. Oh, hallelujah. It was at the cross of Calvary that he died. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He died that you might have life. He was nailed to the cross that you might have life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That was the purpose. When he was nailed, his hand was nailed to the cross. It had a purpose. When his feet were nailed to the cross, it had a purpose. When he had the crown of thorns on his head, it had a purpose. When he was pierced in the side, it had a purpose. When he went before the cross of fire, he was crucified, dead, and buried, it had a purpose. It had a purpose, glory be to God, that you might be healed, that you might be saved, delivered, and set free. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. I know many say because we live, hallelujah, no longer under the law, but under grace that give us the right to sin. Glory be to God. But if you're sinning and you know that you're sinning, that's a sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just because we live under grace don't give you the right to sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're living in a world today, a fallen world, where people have fallen away from God. Hallelujah. Love is white coal in the land. Glory be to God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. They're falling from God. They don't want the things of God. They don't want to hear the truth. That's why when you go in a church house, you're not going to hear about sin and repentance. Glory be to God. There ain't no healing and deliverance in the house. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Man don't want to hear about sin. When Jesus came, that was his purpose, for them to be healed, delivered, and to be set free from sin, that their souls and minds and bodies could be healed, delivered, and set free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The world has fallen away from God. Hallelujah. They live for the world and they live for the weekend. They don't live for God anymore. They don't respect the house of God. They don't want the word. They trample upon his word. Glory be to God. Not unto righteousness, but unto unrighteousness. Not unto holiness, but unholiness. But holiness is the thing, says the Lord. Glory be to God. My word hasn't changed, he says. My word will never change. Glory be to God. My word will always remain forever and ever. In the beginning was the word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The spirit of a man must be born again. You can be baptized in the water, but your soul must be reborn. Glory be to God. You must have a newness in your spirit. And when you get your life right with God, glory be to God, and began to live holy and began to live righteous, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The things will change in your life. Glory be to God. The purpose of the resurrection was that you might have life, have it more abundant, a newness in life, to have the new thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus came that you might have life in him. He came that sin would be destroyed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah. If you don't know this man named Jesus, I come to tell you about a man named Jesus that can save your soul. Glory be to God. The gospel truth must be preached. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In order for you to get saved, you got to know the truth. of the truth will set you free. Glory be to God. If you don't know the Lord, if you have said this prayer with me, hallelujah, just ask the Lord today. Lord, save me. Hallelujah. And if you said that prayer, you are saved. Glory be to God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible, begin to read it, develop your relationship with Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. We have got to get out of here. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Amen. God loves you. He sent Jesus for the purpose of you to have life, that your soul might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Hallelujah. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed and have a blessed week this week. In Jesus' name, amen.